A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast. For they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. I grew up on a cattle ranch, cattle farm, with three brothers and I who had to do a lot of work to move the cattle from pasture to pasture. And sometimes we used just a one strand of electric fence to contain the cattle in a new pasture, perhaps alfalfa or clover or a place for them to eat, and then move them on to another pasture with new fences. So we had to rely on an electric machine to send a current around the field to keep the cattle contained in their pasture. Well, to do that repair at times, one of us had to shut off the electric fence, and the others would then repair it and shout back like a chain of command, "Turn it on! Turn it on, turn it on, or turn it off." So frequently we got mixed messages. Did he turn it off or didn't he? Well, you touch it and see. Well, no. And you had to trust the word of your brother that the coast was clear. You could touch the electric fence. It was no longer active. Trusting the word of another. It's a very important thing in our lives. We hear many commands, many statements. Our doctor might tell us a word. Do we believe it? Do we follow up on what he says? We hear all kinds of words that often require a great amount of faith and trust. That is what happens in this passage today of John's Gospel with a royal official who needs a miracle. He calls Jesus, almost demands Jesus to come to his place in Capernaum to heal his son, who is 20 miles away, actually, from Cana. Jesus, a little perhaps miffed at his insistence, or even that he needs a sign, as he just wants the miracle, eventually gives the command, "Go, your son is healed, and he will live." Did he believe it? Did he question it? He said, "Well, no, I mean, you really have to come with me." No, well, he leaves trusting the word of the Lord. And he finds that along the way, the very moment that Jesus gave his word, his son was healed. This Lenten season, our journey of faith, requires a lot of walking by faith. Like the story of yesterday of the blind man who once was healed, he now sees differently for the first time, but he sees just not with eyes, but we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in blind faith sometimes. We trust and we rely on the Lord, who has reminded us so many times, it's okay. Don't be afraid. Don't live in fear. His message of peace to us all the time is to calm us, to give us confidence, and to ask him and to ask us to live by faith and not by fear and doubt. It's a Lenten journey, and it requires, like I did, trust in my own good brothers, my own family, so that I could really, really reach out and touch what I was afraid of when they gave me the word. All of us, then, need to take God's word for it. Take God at his word. All will be well.